Hey everybody, welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I think we've had a few days on the road, so we're finally back into our home, back into the office.
I love home.
This is our home, that's right. So we both of us were on the road. We were out for the Build Tour. I was in Asia, you were in Europe. Now both of us are back. The Build Tour is now over. We had a lot of fun.
Not quite over. They still have Sydney going.
Sydney's happening right now.
Yeah, right now, but it's not over.
I know, by the time people see the show, it will be over.
That's true.
Yeah, there you go.
Awesome. Build Tour is over.
Build Tour is over. See? Logic. Anyway, what are we talking about today, Vlad?
We start from .NET Core 2 Preview 2. I love the naming of these guys. Like, it's always something.
It's short. It's short and sweet.
Yeah, .NET so what's new about .NET Core 2 Preview 2?
There's all kinds of new stuff. First thing is it's a preview, so it's not the official release. You should know that. But there's some cool new stuff. ASP.NET Core 2 Preview 2 was also released alongside with this. There's some new cool stuff for Docker, and there's some cool new stuff coming out that people should check out. There's a really good blog post that lists all the new stuff about this. And for people that are when I want to try this out, they can get it right now and start playing with it.
Yeah, and if you wonder how you can start developing, Visual Studio 15.3 is actually ready for .NET Core 2 Preview 2. I can spell it.
You just like that name so much.
Yeah, I love it. My favorite now. The name of the week. Yeah, switching from just .NET to new Windows stuff. Yeah. There was a blog post from Windows team this time about the new features of basically Windows UI and Windows UI composition namespace in particular, and how it now supports SVG, how it supports different surfaces, and all this cool stuff on Creators Update. That's basically like what's new in Creators Update for Windows composition. I would
That's right. I mean, it's also a bit more than that. We announced Fluid Design at Build this year. So we talked about the next evolution of the design language that we're going to use at Microsoft. And this blog post sets the tone on all the stuff that we talked about. We've already started working on the current edition of Windows. So the Creators Update already shipped already a few months ago, but already supports all the things needed to build applications that support Fluid Design. So if you want to do things like mouse hover using composition APIs, it's already supported. If you do want to use the expression helper stuff that we already released, and it's also coming out in the AWB Community Toolkit soon, you can also use that right now. So all this stuff already came out, and the Windows UI team does a great job in laying out all the work they did to add all these different features and what these features mean for developers when they build this awesome, beautiful UI.
Yeah, I like when you're reading the design guidelines and like, oh, you should do this and you should do these cool shadows and these animations, and they're like, how? These guys explain how.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And they have a whole list of samples on the GitHub. You can get them and start playing around with them and copy paste them into your application if you need to.
Yeah, and talking about applications, if you just start building your application, you want to build a cool sample or prototype or an actual app, then there is a good way to start doing this, which is Windows Template Studio 1.1.
That's right. So Windows Template Studio was released at Build a few months ago in May. That was version 1.0. And it's a great way, for those who don't know, it's a great way to get started, starting your first application. It allows you to have a wizard where you select, I want to have this kind of app, I want to have this kind of pages, this is the MVVM model I want to use or don't want to use MVVM, and it generates a starting project for you. And you can have, like, you know, I don't know how many different combinations of this. And the Windows Template Studio team has been really busy in actually getting this to getting a new update. So they've been working with the community. So the community spent a lot of time working on this and submitting bugs, et cetera. And they've added cool new stuff. So they've added a lot of new pages. They're also using the AWB Community Toolkit in this as well, by default, which is great.
Approved.
They're also laying out all the new stuff they're working on as well. So they're also working on Project Realm stuff and adding Fluid Design to this. So it's great to see the Template Studio keep getting updated on a really, really rapid cycle.
It's like the god of templates.
Right? I think we can send that to them, and you should use this tagline, the god of templates.
Yeah, perfect. If you're a student, then you may be interested in this. I mean, for this year, it's too late for you already. But if you just to watch the cool stuff and see what students are building these days, and those are actually quite cool projects, then Imagine Cup on July 27th is what you want to watch.
Yes, we're going to have all kinds of students from around the world. We're going to have from schools like Oxford and MIT and, I don't know, countries all over the world are coming out and going to compete on some awesome prizes. There's over $200,000 in prizes. I think half of that, $100,000 of that, is just cash prizes.
Exactly.
For winners. And it's great to see what all these students are working on, because a lot of times these students are working on projects that will become actual products in the future. They're thinks about how do we make improvements in our way of life, or how do we solve actual real life problems, which is really cool to see. And it's going to be streamed online, and people can tune in to watch it, and they can, you know, see what kind of projects they are.
Yeah, and Scott Guthrie is going to be like the main host.
Of this one of the
year.
Judges too.
Yeah, and obviously Cloud is going to be a big part of this year competition.
Yeah, it's a great, every year I love watching this, and since it's coming here to Microsoft campus, it's great to interact with the students as well and go to the actual presentations.
Exactly. Yeah. Switching gears.
Yeah, so there's a new, a garage project, a Microsoft garage project for an add-on for Microsoft Office, where it allows you to dictate what you're speaking if, and it actually writes it out for you. But the cool thing, what this puts this aside from, you know, the built-in Windows recognition, the dictation service that we have, is this uses the cognitive services APIs and supports things like different languages, supports real-time translation, so you can actually do it real-time translation as you're doing it. It also supports commands, so you can do new line, etc. So it's actually a full-on experience that you can do everything through speech in many different languages, even switch off languages as you're speaking, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's like Windows speech on steroids.
Yeah, if you're a duolingual too, you can use this really nicely. It's really cool.
Excellent. I'll have some fun with that.
Yeah.
Talking about the future. There's this new podcast, basically, right? Mm-hmm. Made together by Microsoft folks and Gimlet Creative about the future. And I would call it as a This Week on Channel 9, but as a podcast.
I don't know. I think they're talking about more about other things, but yeah, I mean, yeah. It's a great podcast. It's been created by Microsoft and Gauntlet Creative at the same time, so it's a partnership podcast. And it's all about the future of technology and the future of life. And I don't know what it is. I haven't listened to it yet, but actually looking forward to listening to it.
They're basically trying to see what, like, some things that will define our future and talk about it and reflect on it.
Which is pretty cool. I always like listening to these podcasts and see what other people think what the future is, because that's how I define what I think my future is.
Awesome.
Anyway,
I should memorize what you said.
Speaking of some fun things.
Yeah, Ninja Cat. Woohoo!
Yeah, so for those people that are fan of Ninja Cat or insiders, there is a new theme pack for Windows 10 you can download. It has some awesome backgrounds, some awesome themes on Windows 10. And it's a great way to show your love and your support for Ninja Cat.
Yeah, I was on Build Tour, I believe it was Warsaw, and there was a guy, actually one of Windows insiders, pro Windows guy, and he was like, "Why did you guys stop making themes? It's such a cool thing for Windows. Of course, like unifying UIs and everything, but like themes, like just backgrounds and all these fun sounds and everything. It just like keeps some fun on that stuff." And well,
there it is.
Just have it.
Yeah, it's because of that comment.
Obviously, yeah, we are very fast in changing things.
You didn't find out about this today at all. Anyway, okay. What's your pick of the week, Vlad?
My pick of the week is about machine learning, right? One of my favorite topic. Actually, there's a guy in Microsoft Research. His name is Ofer Dekel, and he had a problem. He had a backyard with his house, and he had a bunch of flowers. And squirrels, which are quite nice animals, but the problem with squirrels is that they eat. They actually destroy flowers in many ways. They want to eat some part of flowers, and they just destroy your flowers.
Well, they're technically rodents, so.
Yeah, exactly. So what he was trying to do is he was trying to detect those guys and turn the sprinklers on.
Yeah.
And like, you know, you basically, by doing this, you train these animals so they don't they don't go anymore your way. So, but he needed to put this squirrel detection algorithm into a very small device, because you cannot put like a PC outside, and the cameras, just the camera solution is not quite reliable. So He made a framework, basically like a very first version of that framework, for running machine learning algorithms on embedded systems like Raspberry Pi. And then it became a project inside Microsoft Research, like a real big project. And now they shipped it to GitHub. So it's open source, and you can use it by yourself. And you can run quite complicated pre-trained networks from things like Cognitive Toolkit on those devices. And it's quite cool.
That's really cool. And you can imagine how many, you can put a bunch of these devices together and apply all these different
machine cheap,
learning.
Yeah, they're
cheap, so. Yeah, yeah. And you can do all kinds of cool tasks that require some kind of machine learning algorithm, some kind of machine learning tasks to it.
And it supports multiple platforms, not just Windows. So that's
democratizing
supports
machine
C++ binding and Python binding, so you can use it from different languages.
That's pretty cool.
Cool stuff. What's your pick of
the week? Well, my pick of the week is a bit different. It's about HoloLens this time.
Oh.
So there's a really cool developer in New York City created these HoloLens app, a game. We actually took the first level of Super Mario and actually made it into augmented reality or mixed reality. We actually get to play if you are actually Super Mario. So you are Super Mario and you're going down in this 2D line and you're jumping over these mushrooms and jumping over things. It's really cool.
Is the costume required?
The costume is required, unfortunately. The HoloLens will not let you know. I'm just kidding. It's not required. But he has a great video of how he actually did it and actually him playing it. But it looks amazing. It looks kind of like it requires a lot of work in terms of, you know, exercising. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's for me. But other than that, it is actually pretty cool. So I encourage everyone to actually look at the video and it's cool.
Yeah, people clearly having fun with HoloLens, and it's not just the business side, which we're talking a lot about, but also about just fun stuff.
You can't have business without fun.
Exactly. Or you can actually do business on fun.
You can.
Anyway, thanks. That's what we do.
Anyway, that's it for this week. Thanks everybody for joining us for another week of This Week on Channel 9, and we'll see you next time.
And have fun.